The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm the announcer, Todd Wilkerson.
And what in the world?
I just noticed that my toenails are way overdue for a good clipping.
Holy Toledo! My feet look like dragon's claws.
How did it get to this point?
Maybe the vet can do something for me.
Wow, it's just nasty. Yeah, and now your host, Eric Metaxas.
All right, then. Hey, folks, we're talking about the news. Today is Tuesday. This is hour two of the show. We're going to continue our conversation with John Smirak. Earlier, we had on Sebastian Gorka. We will have others talking about this in this hour. John Smirak, you and I went to Yale, and it seems that Brett Kavanaugh, whom the president tapped for the Supreme Court, also went to Yale. I'm guessing that he was in your class. Is that correct?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't remember the guy.
You don't remember playing. You don't remember playing beer pong with him.
No, I think the way you get into Yale Law School after Yale undergrad and you get to the Supreme Court is you spend your time in stacks reading, not hanging around in cross campus, arguing about politics with coke sniffing Randians, which is kind of how I spent a lot of my time.
Coke sniffing Randians.
I was arguing against coke sniffing Randians who were atheists. Libertarians, and I was a traditional Catholic, and I argued with them the philosophy and the existence of God, and I really honed my argumentary skills. I spent a lot of time doing that, and I was in the Party of the Right, which does a lot of debate, and so instead of a great GPA, I won the senior debating club debating prize at the Yale Political Union. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had, of course, graduated by then and was floundering in Boston or something like that. Okay, so we know that this Judge Brett Kavanaugh was an undergrad at Yale. He went to Yale Law School. It's actually comical that everyone on the Supreme Court is either Catholic or Jewish and went to Yale or Harvard Law Schools. It's getting a little, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't even have that populist Stanford element anymore.
It's getting a little inbred. In any event.
I really want to see somebody from Liberty University, Regent University Law School on there. I'm serious. I think we need a serious evangelical on the court. I think it's weird and unrepresentative to have nothing but lapsed Catholics, lapsed Jews, and serious Catholics and quasi-Catholics like Gorsuch.
Right.
You know, I mean, America, the heart of America has been a kind of earnest, low-church Protestantism, and I think it deserves a voice on the court. And also, you know, frankly, the evangelicals don't have a squishy pope saying crazy stuff that might influence them.
Well, we've got about 100,000 squishy popes, so we don't have to have only one. That's, you know. Let me just say that I thought that Judge Kavanaugh's comments last night were encouraging. When he spoke about his Catholic faith, I was heartily encouraged by that.
I didn't watch the press conference. I was already busy writing a column.
Well, didn't you think that you might want to write something about what he himself said?
No, because I figured it was for public consumption. I was looking at his track record and looking at the politics of it. You know, I'm encouraged by one thing and worried by one thing. Okay, I'm encouraged by the fact that he's a lector at his parish, not one of those helpful people who hand out Holy Communion, which laymen shouldn't be doing. So that's good. He's a lector there.
What is a lector?
They read from St. Paul and they read from the Old Testament. Only the priest or a deacon is allowed to read from the Gospel.
Okay. Yeah. Evangelicals call that Bible reading. So you're encouraged by that. Okay.
I'm encouraged by that, but he went to a Jesuit prep school, you know.
Well, I know. Georgetown, right?
Georgetown prep. Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't blame a man. I went to a school run by liberation theologian nuns in stirrup pants. So, you know, I don't judge a man by his prep school.
And I went to Danbury Public High School in Connecticut, where we had race riots in my sophomore year.
Wow. Was it the whites against the Greeks?
No. In those days, it was basically, it's kind of funny, it was the potheads representing the whites. In other words, most actual white students would not dream about rioting or, using unpleasant epithets for African Americans. But the potheads had nothing to lose because they were kind of, you know, they weren't really planning on graduating or anything. It's actually pretty horrifying, but it was.
Yeah, they already peaked in life. They had hit their peak.
Unfortunately. But anyway, so yeah, you and I did not go to Georgetown Prep. That's the point. But that, I guess that's the other thing, is that he strikes me as the consummate, we're talking about Kavanaugh now, he strikes me as the consummate D.C. insider. That's the only thing that troubles me. And,
yeah.
And Judge Napolitano this morning was talking about that. But I think maybe, again, that's part of the canny strategy that that the president figured that here was a guy who could navigate through this confirmation process more successfully than anyone.
We need to take the Senate so that people like Judge Napolitano can be appointed.
Wouldn't that be sweet? The thing about this election coming up, do you think that it's going to be very, very close? I shouldn't say that. I know it's going to be close. Do you think that we might see the Democrats, in fact, take the Senate?
I think it's a 60% chance right now, and I think everybody listening to this program had better find out who his local congressman is and get involved in helping the Republicans win his district, because if you want this president to continue being president and not just be a professional defendant for the next 2 years of a Stalinist show trial of impeachment by reckless Democrats who don't care about the Constitution, get out there and do the boring work of ringing doorbells and help your local congressman win to stop this from happening. It is that serious. I work with people who are heavily involved in the GOP reelection effort, the House effort, and they are worried.
So talking about the House, but not the Senate.
Not the Senate, the House. The House is very dangerous. It might well flip. And if it does, effectively, Trump is not president anymore, because he'll always be spending all his time fighting off a ludicrous impeachment. Now, here's what I think should happen. The day after the midterms, Trump should fire Mueller and issue pardons for Manafort and for Flynn and for all the innocent people caught up in this ludicrous witch hunt, whether the Democrats win or lose. If the Democrats take the House, then he knows they're going to impeach him. He needs to shut down Mueller. Why provide government-funded help to the Democrats to impeach him? And also, if the Democrats take the House, he needs to force the Justice Department to raise those charges against Hillary Clinton for her email server and let her be on trial at the same time. Because at that point, he has nothing to lose. He might as well start sticking it back to the Democrats. There can be two trials going on, one a show trial and one a genuine prosecution of a genuine criminal.
Well, let me ask you, when you talk about the Hillary Clinton email issue, why would that not be proceeding? In other words, why would it take such a bad situation for him to pull the trigger on that? It doesn't.
I think because he sees it would be damaging to the country to be prosecuting the person who lost an election. It kind of seems like something that would happen in Paraguay, not in the United States. But you know what? If the Democrats are doing this, we're already Paraguay. We might as well be on top of Paraguay instead of at the bottom.
Right. Okay. So you are really concerned about the midterm election.
I'm very worried, honestly. And I don't think anybody should be smug about it. I think everybody out there who values what the president is doing needs to be worried and needs to be involved in helping his local congressman, local Republican, get elected or get reelected, because it is on a knife's edge. And I'm telling you, this presidency effectively comes to an end if that impeachment happens, because it will just consume all the headlines. Nothing will get done in Congress that the president wants. He won't be able to pass anything in the House, and the narrative will constantly be this made-up Russia collusion. And it will just give the media more excuses to report on ludicrous rumors that Maxine Waters wrote on a bar napkin the night before. It'll be on CNN in the morning. Seriously, people, get on this.
Yeah. Okay. I know we have to let you go, John. Thank you very much for today and yesterday. Really incisive political commentary, as usual. We'll have you back as soon as possible. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much, Eric. God bless.
Cherish lies to whisper in your ear before you die.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to gogomeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Warning. Property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss.
Bridge out.
Especially when it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security for more protection than ever. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But missing a warning sign...
Warning. Minefield ahead.
...could be dangerous. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed. said I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. Now I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are in hour two talking about Judge Kavanaugh. He's already a judge, but he's
soon
not
to be
Supreme,
Justice Kavanaugh.
Soon to be Justice Kavanaugh, and that's the voice of none other than Kevin McCullough. Kevin McCullough, how do you? What is your website?
TheBingeThinker.com.
TheBingeThinker.com.
Yes.
And of course, on this program, you are known as Vote Stradamus.
Where's Mr. Himes anyway? I ran into him on a New York sidewalk a couple of weeks ago. The man who coined the term.
He coined the very term Vote Stradamus, and so it has to be said in that way.
Yeah, he always said it in that way.
Votes Stradamus.
I'd be fine if nobody ever said it again.
Well, I'm sorry, but you've been tagged. People, that's why people love you, man. You are Votes Stradamus. You're the most incisive political mind that's in this studio at this time. So we're going to talk to you about
I'm not even
Supreme
sure
Court.
That that's true, so go ahead.
I think it is. Okay, so we, you know, we've been talking to Sebastian Gorka, John Zmirak. So what are your thoughts? What do you got?
About Mr. Gorka? By the way, nothing on Sebi, as I like to call him, but he takes longer to say one sentence than any human being on planet Earth. Have you ever noticed that?
But he says it so marvelously.
So beautiful when it comes out.
But that's the point.
You know.
But that's what we love about him.
My good friend Eric, it's so good to be back on your program
he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man. And he's huge.
He's large.
He's a giant man.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but
Kavanaugh?
To Kavanaugh, Trump, what do you think?
Well, I think that what's really funny is when the announcement came down, I'm looking at Twitter simultaneously to watching the president
discussion. Did you read my tweets?
Yeah, they're in my feed. As I'm watching everything that happened.
You just reminded me. I tweeted that I only wish that Al Franken had lived to see this day.
Okay, why?
Just kidding.
Okay. So I'm watching and the president then turns to Mr. Kavanaugh and gives him the podium, right?
Right.
He's barely two sentences into his acceptance speech. And I hit my email just to check my inbox. I had no less than 15 to 20 emails already in from far lefty organizations.
Why do you
disputing him, saying this is the worst thing that's ever going to happen in the history of the Supreme Court of the United States? Literally carpet bombing the world with, we got to hate Kavanaugh stuff.
Let me cut to the chase.
Which means.
Why do we care?
Because this fight's not going to be fair. All we have to do is put our nose to the grindstone, force our votes across the line. We've got a brand new Supreme Court starting the day that he takes his position.
I know that, but I guess Sebastian Gorka was saying the same thing that you know Chuck Schumer had vowed to use all the tools and
what tools does he have?
That's what I said. Yeah. So in other words, when you're talking about histrionics, when you're talking about marching in the street and protesting, I think what is the point of that? I don't get it,
Eric. I honestly believe, and I thought I kind of saw this coming for a while, but I honestly believe that Democrats are having a gross wrestling match with reality in terms of what they're viewing in D.C. right now. And you talk about a swamp being drained. I just want to paint this picture. They have spent the last 8 to 10 years trying to basically dismantle traditional America. Your book largely addressed some of those issues. In that reality, they got very comfortable to being the governing class, right?
Okay, that's right.
But without a genuine consensus to be so. So what they did is under Obama, they lost 1,000 state, local, governmental elections at the federal, state and local level. They lost control of both houses of Congress. They lost control of the United States White House. And now they've lost control of the Supreme Court, which was primarily how they got their legislative agenda done, because they never had a consensus vote in the bodies of Congress to be able to push the things through that they really needed to, that they wanted to remake.
And to be clear for my listeners, what that means is they could not achieve their goals through genuine democratic ends.
Right.
Or means. And
with real votes in the real bodies of Congress.
And in other words, your average American has different views. And they said, well, if we can't win that way, why don't we stack the courts with activist judges?
And let me give you an example, a specific example. The gay marriage case, Obergefell. There wasn't very few states in America had approved gay marriage prior to Obergefell. There were only a handful, maybe less than six. That happened even in some of those states through judicial fiat, not through legislative process. They knew that there was no way that they were going to get flyover America to adopt Obergefell or gay lawful gay marriage across the country unilaterally accepted. So they did this thing that they've done in so many ways. They did it with Roe v. Wade. They did it with Obergefell. But they pushed the courts full of cases to try to get one up to the Supreme Court, to try to get the Supreme Court to give them a win on gay marriage. That's how they got gay marriage legalized across America. Same thing with abortion.
And who was the swing vote?
Well, sadly, John Roberts did provide support for that, and as well did Anthony Kennedy.
Now, who was the one who talked about determining your own? What was that? It was just so awful. I can't remember. That was Kennedy's lingo about to determine our own.
I don't remember the case well enough, but yeah.
But it was so mushy and so awful and so unconstitutional, frankly, okay, that when people praise Kennedy, I want to say, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen, this man was not a great jurist. I mean, right. As a conservative, as somebody who thinks about, you know, I believe in the Constitution, he went when the chips were down, he was not someone we could count
on. He got
on.
About 50% of his decisions right.
That's pretty bad.
About 50%.
When you think that he was appointed by Ronald Reagan, that is really bad.
Now, what have we replaced him with in Mr. Kavanaugh? A Federalist Society reviewed and vetted judge. People have said, well, there's two cases where he took a minor dissent on religious freedom issues that might concern social conservatives. I've looked at those. I've even talked to some of the Federalist Society minds on that matter. I don't agree with one of them. The other one I see the rationale for. At the end of the day, they are so small, they concern standing in these cases, that I think it really amounts to quibbling over whether he was one shade degree more conservative or less conservative than, like, say, Amy Barrett was. By the way, the rumors on Capitol Hill are that Amy Barrett will be the next nominee.
Oh, yeah.
If Trump gets another one, he's going to go for the jugular. And
my sources are my wife, daughter, and our little dog, Georgie. They may be just part of the echo chamber because I may have said those things. But actually, seriously, when do we think that Justice Ginsburg will be leaving?
I don't know. I know that her
broom is in the shop.
Oh,
and the
stop.
Second. No, no, no. It's got a working altimeter. I've seen photos. All right.
The thing about Ginsburg is, so if Trump wins, if he picks up seats or doesn't lose traumatically in 2018,
yeah,
then I think he's off to potentially significant reelection in 2020. I would look for Ginsburg to probably step down in the off-year election following that election process, only because unless she really thinks she can ride it out another 4 years, it's not her departure will not significantly change the balance of the court.
What?
Because you're already going to have a 5-4 kind of permanent majority for the next 40 years. So that would be the time for her to step down and say, okay, I'm tired.
Even
I'm done.
Hearing the phrase that she would step down makes me uncomfortable because she's so brittle. Seriously, that she could break a hip. Other people could break hips. That's how brittle she
last
is.
Night we're watching the announcement by the president, and my bride says to me, she goes, same question. When will Ginsburg be done? I'm not sure. She goes, you know, the only thing I really know about her besides terrible decisions is that she falls asleep at every State of the Union address.
Yeah. Well, this is not a joke. I was on a plane. I've said this many times. I was on a plane with her. She was seated, you know, one seat over. The whole flight she was asleep, and she sleeps like a condor. Her head goes forward, and I just thought to myself, this is creepy. The only thing creepier would be if she had a nest full of little condor babies that she was feeding. I'm not going to get into it. But the point is that I don't think she's going to be hanging out for too long. But it's interesting. This judge, Kavanaugh, of course, is somebody that he has all the bona fides that you could ever want. I mean, it's kind of like he was designed for this.
Yeah.
And I do think that a lot of sane people on the left and in the middle think that, look, he's going to get confirmed. So I just wonder how ridiculous this battle is going to get.
I'm shocked that they're spending the resources on doing this, because if I was advising the Democrats, I would tell them, save this firepower for the midterm. Save it for 2020. Don't spend this energy on this fight, because okay, so losing 1,000 elections, you've lost your farm team. You have no one to step up, and there's no one that can stop the process now.
Yeah.
You've got to rebuild as a national party, and you've eliminated everyone in the middle.
So what you're saying is that the Democrats are about where the New York Mets are right now. It's that bad.
It could be
100 years before they field a pennant-winning team. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Votestradamus. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Sad and blue, if not for you.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Glenn Campbell. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm sitting here with Kevin McCullough, whom we call Votestradamus. Votestradamus, you are you're really good at the weeds. I mean, you get down. You were just saying some stuff that I thought I have not heard this in terms of some of the decisions that religious liberty decisions that Kavanaugh maybe had made that you maybe would quibble with and that kind of thing. But I think on balance, he's quite solid. The only thing that worries me is
He's very solid.
The only thing that worries me is that Kennedy was so in love with him and that he clerked for Kennedy.
So did Gorsuch.
Is that right?
Yeah, Gorsuch was a Kennedy.
That's why you're here. Now I already feel better. Thank you.
Yeah. No, and I don't think – and when you look at Kavanaugh's – he's got 300 decisions that he's authored. So it's not like we have a real cloudy trail with him, whereas with Judge Barrett, we would have had to have largely depended upon her academic writings and some of her speeches to kind of figure out where she's at on things, because she didn't have a track record until 7 months ago and she's not authored any decisions. So I think that you've got – first of all, the longest track record of anybody of the four that had been on the federal bench, and by far the toughest district. He was on the Sixth Circuit in D.C., which has decided a lot of really tough cases.
Yeah.
Some of the gun laws cases he authored the opinions on that brought back the kind of the Second Amendment win you can now carry in the nation's capital because of his decision in that case. So you've got a really strong kind of weathered a guy that's going to go into he's going to walk into a buzzsaw, but I think if he just doesn't lose his cool, doesn't get freaked out by all the by all the people throwing spitwads at him. I think he'll be okay, and I think we're going to get a really strong justice to the Supreme Court. Now, let me tell you how I think it's going to go down, because there's a lot of dispute about where the votes are going to come from.
Yes.
A lot of people are saying Collins, Murkowski may bail, Rand Paul may bail, because Kavanaugh authored a lot of Bush's policy on not torture, but waterboarding and interrogation and stuff like that. Rand Paul may peel off, but if he does, I don't think you get Collins and Murkowski to both peel off.
How could I mean seriously
because,
though?
Because Rand so opposed Bush's war policies.
Okay, look, I could oppose Bush's war policies too, but the idea that you would not vote for his approval to the Supreme Court, I mean, that is really it's rather dramatic.
Even, well, you're not talking about a judge that just rubber stamped something. You're talking about the guy that authored the policies and argued them in when they were tried.
Mm-hmm.
He argued on behalf of the Bush administration. I'm just saying it's a touch point for Rand.
Well, I found it interesting that John McCain last night tweeted his overwhelming
and yep.
immediate approval. And the hope is that he'll be healthy enough to vote. I mean, I don't know how that works.
Got a couple of months to try to see if that happens.
Now, why do they wait to October for this vote to happen? I'm not really understanding why they wouldn't do it fairly immediately.
I don't know the rationale by Mitch McConnell, although I think McConnell has moved at lightning speed so far, and I think he's going to continue to do
when
everything
he can. When
you
talk about Mitch McConnell
and lightning,
moving at lightning speed, I think of like a caffeinated turtle. But I mean, seriously, like Mitch McConnell moving at lightning speed. I don't know what that means. Okay, so you think that he has moved things along, but why do we wait? I mean, what is the point of waiting? It almost seems like it allows the drama to escalate.
I think for Trump politically, it's a good thing to let this drag into the fall. Because I think that Trump will use this as part of the campaign to help win seats that may be in question now. Just my short political thumbnail of it.
Say that again.
You go into states where you have seats held by Democrats in states that Trump won, for example, and they're trying to run to save their seat.
Right.
And they've got this Supreme Court vote coming up.
Okay.
And so Trump gets to go campaign like in a Senate race in Montana and say, hey, John Tester didn't stand with us and you overwhelmingly elected me. I need someone else to come work with me in the Senate. I think it's to his advantage. And in the House races, even more so, because they're cheaper to run. And if you come in, he can do, an appearance and it helps three or four in the same state.
Okay, what states are up for grabs at this point? Because John Zmierak a few minutes ago was talking about how very, very concerned he is about this midterm election, that this president would just be shut down totally if Pelosi or whoever gets control of the,
sure,
the leadership.
They would. But here's why I don't think that's going to happen. Trump is willing to work in the midterms unlike any president I've seen. He's already out on the trail making appearances on behalf of candidates running for office. Secondly, the tax cuts are working. People are bringing home more money. Thirdly, Gorsuch was one of the most positive things that he did in the first 2 years. And I think that you get Kavanaugh and you get excitement going about Kavanaugh and how the Supreme Court really can move from being an activist court to an interpretive court. You paint that picture and people get it. My vote counts for something. The president is making this election matter in ways that a lot of previous presidents have kind of colored around the edges on. He's going in full bore.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, and we're going to only have a few seconds here, but in the next segment, we can get into it. But I guess I want to go over what states are in play before we go to the break. What are some of the states that are in play in this fall?
Depends
election?
On which race you're talking about.
Anything significant.
Well, for instance, if you get Bob Hugin in New Jersey to replace Bob Menendez, that's a pickup that no one's going to see coming.
Hugin's a Republican. Do you think that's possible?
I think it's an unknown at this point. And I think that Menendez is so unpopular in New Jersey because of his ethical problems.
Right.
In his primary, they just had a woman that didn't even run a campaign and got 38% against him.
Yeah.
Hugin is a Marine.
Okay, hang
running
on.
Against
hang
a crook.
On. We're going to talk more about everything with Vote Stradamus, alias Kevin McCullough. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Have I told you about Relief Factor recently?
Please do.
May I? Because
yes.
I take Relief Factor every day. If you've got aches and pains, And you don't want to first of all, I think a lot of people have this attitude like, well, I just that's just life. I've got to deal with it. Right.
Yeah, right.
I don't agree with that. I think you should try what you can. OK, Relief Factor is one of those things that the reason I recommend it to all my friends is that it's non-toxic. It's not like taking Advil or some weird medicine or something. It's, you can take it all day long. This is nothing dangerous, but it works for a lot of people where nothing else has worked. So that's why I say go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95. You'll know in less than 3 weeks when you take, I would take two or three packets a day for that time and see how you feel. If you feel improvement, you stick with it. Anyway, look, Jim from Texas writes, he says, I was skeptical, but my wife talked me into trying it. After 2 months of taking Relief Factor, I hardly notice any pain. I'm so glad I found it. Relief Factor works. ReliefFactor.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional. But it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to BestHotGrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
Who you call an old man, punk? How dare he? All right. Hey, we're talking. That's Neil Young, of course. And we're talking about current events. We do that sometimes on the Eric and Taxes show. Talking to Kevin McCullough. Kevin, I was saying that this midterm election, you feel more positive about things because you say the president goes out on the stump. And by the way, he's so entertaining on the stump. I can't take it. He, I mean, I die at some of the stuff that he says when he's giving these speeches. He's very entertaining.
Well, and what the punditocracy are finally figuring out is that in the closing days of the 16 campaign, yeah, Hillary imploded. She made a lot of mistakes. She did a lot of things goofy and didn't make enough trips to states that she should have. But the other side of that same coin is that he was packing out arenas and stadiums, and he was saying what people thought. And there's been a couple of developments in the last couple of weeks that I think really aid him. So the primary in New York was just here a couple of weeks ago. And this young woman, Cortez, that won the New York Congressional
14th. You know, by the way, I don't think that she's going to be eligible even if she were to win the Senate, because somebody told me that she's actually 14 years old.
Congress. And you may be. I have no official understanding of that at all. But the interesting thing about her is she's being championed now as the face of the Democratic Party. Now, Eric, think about this. She hasn't won any election to anything. She was a former campaign aide to Bernie Sanders. She's won the primary in this race. She knocked out an incumbent kind of moderate Democrat in Mr. Crowley. She embraces every extreme that people worry about with the Democratic Party currently, and the party is moving in her direction. What I think that does is, back in that Rust Belt sweep that the president got that should have been Hillary's to win, is that they look at those politics and they say, we don't want open borders. Open borders takes our jobs away from us. We don't want the security challenges that open borders gives us. We don't want abortion on demand all 9 months up to the day of delivery. We don't. That's crazy. This is crazy stuff. We're union families that go to church that still believe that maybe we need government for some backstops and some safety nets. But for the most part, we want to live, you know, good, hardworking, decent American lives. That Democratic Party does not appeal to them. And Trump has moved the left further off the middle, and he's moving some of the people that were center left into the center right position.
I mean, you have Cynthia Nixon, who's going to be running for governor here. She's calling for the legalization of pot in New York.
And the abolishment of ICE. What could go wrong?
The abolishment of ICE. I mean, pretty soon they're going to be calling for the legalization of crack cocaine. It's getting so crazy. And I really do think that you want to talk about middle America, the Rust Belt, working class people, the opioid epidemic. Those people know this is because we do not have border control on our southern border. They know this. And this is why they take immigration so seriously. They wouldn't have taken it seriously 20 years ago. But when your kids are throwing their lives away on drugs, you want to know, how did this happen? This is a big piece of how it happened. They know this.
And that's just the third, you know, negative to open borders. You've got literally laborers coming in that are taking jobs in you know, less white collar areas because manual labor can be done. But that's also then you've also had corporations that have moved jobs overseas. And Trump is repatriating those dollars and jobs. He's trying to shut down the influx of the illegal labor. And he wants to get people's children off the opioid. That all counts way more to a voter in upstate Michigan than having the right to get my abortion paid for by taxpayers, which is basically the Cortez platform.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You've got Cortez now. You've got Maxine Waters. You really – the Democrats have allowed the most strident leftist voices to gain the upper hand. And it's an amazing thing, because in terms of messaging, you would think that they ought to know that this stuff isn't going to wear well.
There's one more thing I want to add to that thought. In the primary cycle of 2020, California has always fallen very deep into the primary schedule. They usually are like 4, 5, 6 months down. They are tired of being ignored because they feel like they get a really moderate Democrat coming through the win of the other states before they get there. So they want to be right up front, which means that the race to the front of the crazy line for the far left is going to be in January, February now. And if you have a Mayor de Blasio or someone of his ilk that is left of Barack Obama that's running for the they're going to do well in a place like California. Gavin Newsom, Jerry Brown, he's not going to run. But if you had those types of people, that want to get there, Cory Booker, they're going to go out there and they're going to make all kinds of promises to the extreme left to win the California race. That's going to change the dynamic of the rest of the primary for the Democrats, but it's also going to change the dynamic of the general election, because, again, the center is where the election gets determined. And yeah. If you can push slightly left of center people to slightly right of center, even a little bit, you have a big advantage going into the fall.
It is extraordinary to see how liberal the Democratic Party has gone. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. Chuck Schumer is a cipher at this point.
You're familiar with the new hashtag walkaway?
No.
Okay. If you go on Twitter and you just do hashtag walkaway, there's a whole movement on Twitter. People are telling their story of why they're leaving the Democratic Party, and they're hashtagging it walkaway. The stories are inspiring. The Democratic Party left me. I'm not an extremist. I don't like all of this stuff. Hashtag walk away. Just check it out. It's going to be a major factor in this election and in the 2020 election.
And you probably know that Candace Owen, a brilliant African-American woman who became a conservative, she has been more effective than anyone in putting the idea out that African-Americans are sick and tired of the Democratic Party, and that they are coming over to the Republican Party. And I think it's really effective. It's really scary because, you know, they've had this wrapped up for ever since LBJ, I guess. When we come back, folks, I am going to be continuing for a few more minutes with Kevin McCullough. Stick around, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. All right. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Strolling along country roads with my baby, it starts to rain, it begins to pour. Skin, I feel a shiver run up my spine.
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. A couple of minutes left with Kevin McCullough, a.k.a. Vote Stradamus. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and we're talking about current events. Kevin, lay it on me, brother.
So you were talking about Candace Owens at the end of the last segment.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I said in a syndicated piece I wrote for Town Hall about 3 weeks ago is that the – and I get laughed at for saying this, and I've been laughed at Fox News. I've been laughed at in public venues where I bring this up. People smirk, snicker, everything, you know, choke on things they're drinking. But I actually think that Donald Trump is going to garner a larger amount – of the African-American and Hispanic vote than any Republican president has ever garnered in 2020. Yeah, see, exactly.
Just kidding.
Sounded like a trombone.
No, you know what? I don't even see that as a dramatic statement. Why? I mean, I guess.
Given that many liberal Democrats are the people I'm saying this to, they are so bought and sold into their own narrative of him being a racist and someone that is incapable of not being a white supremacist, that they just don't. They can't. Their nerve endings can't receive the messages that my simple assertion makes.
Yeah.
But when you look at the jobs rate in the African American community, when you see how the immigration policy is going to help improve Hispanic and Latino communities, particularly in the southwestern states where they don't have MS-13 members, you know, coming across the border willy nilly, staying with relatives in their neighborhoods, you're gonna see continual improvement in the lives of all Americans.
Yeah,
this is going to be something that, like Reagan and like George W. Bush, he's going to be able to run on and say, "Is your life better off now than it was when I took office?"
I mean, to my mind, that is absolutely correct. I mean, I've actually been saying the same thing. I just don't get on those kind of venues as you do. I have a national program. I don't need to go on Fox. No, seriously, I think you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, look, you're
and it's
average.
The Candace Owens of America that's making that happen, because she is standing there making the case. When Kanye and Kim Kardashian say that they're paying attention to what Candace Owens says, you've turned a page in the Republican Party.
It's looking bad for the Democrats at this point. I really do have to say that they sold out to their left extreme wing, and I think your average American, you know, and in this case, we're talking about your average African American. They just want to have a decent life. And so there have been so many voices, African American voices out there, but they don't get a lot of play. I mean, George Foreman, all kinds of people have come out that they like this president. You never see them talking about it on TV. I mean, right. I'll read it on Twitter or something like that. But I do think that we're seeing a sea change. And I think you're right. The economy is the dispositive element here, that it's going to when if you have a job and if things are looking better, you take that seriously. We just have seconds left. Here's my question.
Okay.
Do you think that this confirmation hearing will be really bruising or just bruising?
I think the Democrats are going to try to throw literal fruit from the gallery at the nominee.
I
think as long as Kavanaugh sits there and does what Gorsuch did and just be unflappable, give your answer, look them straight in the eye, back at them, and get up and walk out of the room with your head held high at the end of the day, I don't think there's anything they can do to stop it.
That's what I said. And
that's the game plan.
And I guess I think it'll backfire.
But will the Democrats sit there and have seizures, foam at the mouth in their seats? Probably. Yeah. Yes.
Well, it'll make for good TV. All right, folks. Unfortunately, this is radio, but thanks for listening. Kevin McCullough, thank you so
much. Thank you, Eric.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.